time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. And now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. And it is a good Tuesday afternoon so far. Nice and warm. The cold's got to be coming back soon.
Well, I hope not. I'm trying to get over it.
Well.
Oh, not that cold.
Not that cold. No. Got a buddy who's got bronchitis, which goes to pneumonia, which comes back from the bronchitis before he gets better. So.
What do you do for that? I mean, this thing's been lingering. I feel much better than I did last week.
I do zinc. I do zinc for colds.
You do ink?
Zinc. Z-I-N-C.
My ear's plugged up, so you drink ink.
No, zinc. Z-I-N-C. Zinc.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like in...
Zicam or...
Zicam is one of them.
Can you lick your garbage can?
Well...
That has zinc in it.
If I can't get a Zicam, then I go to the garbage can, yeah. Yeah.
Well, don't use it if it's plastic. You know those old type of garbage cans.
Yeah, the old metal that nobody uses anymore because the way they come back, the mechanical arms don't like those.
No.
They like the big...
You know, when I was working my way through college, I was a garbage man.
Really?
Back then,
one of the best darn garbage men they ever had.
Oh, I was awful. I'll be honest with you. I hated the job. It was... They paid pretty well at the time. I won't even tell you.
I'm sure they do today as well.
Yeah, but you actually had...
Because then you also... don't you have to double when you're... At least today, when you're a garbage man, you also have to double up for snow removal and things like that? Do you not?
No. Where I live, it's...
live in posh, hoity-toity land.
Oh, come on. Green? My gosh, we're called greenies, for goodness sakes. No. What we are called? Greenites? Greeners? I don't know. Akronites, right? Green. Mm-hmm. There must be a formula for people who live in cities and towns that are from there, like Akronites and Ohioans. Greenians?
Not everybody. They don't call them Louisvillians. You know? They don't call them that.
I don't know what... there has to be...
They don't call them Alliansons. Don't call them Alliansons. Come on. Not every city has their nickname.
Well, you know who would know? I haven't seen for a long time. It's Dr. Bob.
Oh, Dr. Bob.
He would know. He does know a lot.
Yeah,
I bet you he would know. There is some sort of way... like Mainers.
They're Mainers, huh?
Yeah. They're not Mainites, they're Mainers. So, I mean...
they're not Mainer J. Cribs.
They named the state after him.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
okay.
I did not know that. So, anyway, it's not posh. Posh out there.
Snooty green.
No.
Kick out all the people originally live there because they can't afford to live there anymore.
No.
Taxes are too high.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Anyway, they have private sector trash removal, and the city takes care of the streets.
Okay.
I don't know about other places.
The city here in the Akron world.
In Akron,
we have.
There's some wards that have private contractors.
Well, the hoity-toity ones, yeah.
Well, anyway, getting back to my garbage days, you got me. You actually had to get a big old gray barrel, big old barrel,
a plastic one,
yeah.
Okay.
And you go in.
I didn't know we had plastic back then.
I just turned 50, for goodness sakes. And I don't even know about that. They're looking, they're investigating. Anyway, they find the garbage cans, dump it in and lift it up and take it to the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was work.
Yeah.
Now it's easy peasy unless
they have to pick up something that's on the side. Yeah.
So, how did we get into that?
I have no idea how you took us to that route.
You did. You did, anyway. Yes.
A nice weekend is what
we... Oh, a nice weekend. It was a nice weekend.
Yeah. And did you enjoy your turkey?
I did. I know you had your traditional.
We had our traditional meatloaf. Yeah, yeah.
I love meatloaf.
So everybody does. I don't know why there aren't more people with a traditional Thanksgiving meatloaf.
Do you shape it in the
form
of a
turkey? No, we don't. No.
We should.
We should get one of those jello turkey molds in, and we could do that maybe, but I'm not sure the wife would go along with that. So she's cooking it. I'll let her cook it any way she wants. No. She uses her mother's recipe.
Oh, I bet you it's good.
It's well, Alex, is it good?
Oh, best I've ever had.
Oh, best? Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I told Alex about the turkey meal, making it out of turkey, ground turkey. It's good that way.
You know, it will be a thought, but, you know, beef gives you a different flavor.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, but for health reasons, you should once in a while use.
Well, we use turkey for a lot of times, ground turkey for tacos and stuff. For soft tacos and burritos and things like that. So, mm-hmm. You know, we do use the ground turkey. We use ground chicken. But not
a ground chicken.
Oh yeah, ground chicken
with grounds in it.
Ground chicken. Ground chicken meat. Yes, yes. So you can't tell whether you're getting the white meat or the dark meat.
Well, you know, my advisor for meat products is a guy named Chuck Roast, and he tells me what to get and what to use and everything.
Yeah, I hear he's a little charred, but you know.
Anyway, it is sports cider. I guess we're gonna have to.
Well,
where do you want to start?
Well, you know what? Should we start with a debacle and go to the surprise?
Oh, that was a debacle.
The Ohio State versus that team up north.
It's Michigan.
Yeah.
And they deserve to be called Michigan after this. Thumped Ohio State. It was just.
Harbaugh got at least a $50,000 bonus for beating Ohio State.
$50,000?
Yeah.
To him, that's nothing. He makes like $9 million. That's like,
So it's like an insult. Oh, here's $50,000. Oh, no, don't give me that. That is an insult to my money.
I didn't know. Where did you find that?
It was on the feed.
The feed?
The feed. The news feed, yes.
Is that the where you get your meatloaf recipe?
No. Oh, that was my wife's recipe. My wife's mother's recipe.
All right. So he got $50,000. Well, he deserved it. It was interesting. They had an article in the electronic edition of the Beacon Journal yesterday about how he was really, Harbaugh was on the bubble. In fact, he had to take a pay cut in order for them to keep him. And it is. I mean, the how you do throughout the regular season does matter, but that game.
So in other words, Day hasn't beat Michigan
yes,
yet.
Yes, he once.
Did he?
Okay. He's won and he lost two. But this was
even though you told me yesterday that they didn't win last week.
You said yesterday. I did tell you the truth.
Okay. What? You did tell me the truth.
Yesterday. Last week I did.
Oh, okay. I see. No, I was wrong. It wasn't $50,000. He picked up a $500,000 bonus as the Wolverines beat Ohio State to win the Big Ten East title and a spot. So it wasn't just for winning there, but also winning the title.
You were off by $450,000.
I was only off by $450,000.
Well, I thought that was kind of
for me. I don't see $50,000. So what's another $450,000 to me?
Well, it's a lot of money, but it's
not for me. I don't get it.
$50,000. Well, like I said, which
Harbaugh could get $1.5 million more
if he makes.
I don't know if he probably gets a certain amount to make it to the championship game if he can, and then he gets a certain amount more if he wins the national championship.
Mm-hmm. Well, his game plan, whatever it was superior.
You know, and that could be because he, took the pay cut, which is so they threw the incentives
in there. And I'm sure the pay cut wasn't horrible. He probably went from 9 million to 8 or something like that. I don't know how he's surviving, but anyway, his team was far superior.
I wasn't really even worried into the fourth quarter because fourth quarter is when Ohio State seems to really push forward.
Stupid penalties,
they only got 3 points in the third quarter, and absolutely none in the fourth quarter.
It was probably one of the most devastating losses in Ohio State history for several reasons. They're probably not going to be in the college football playoffs.
Which they don't deserve.
And they don't deserve
it. No.
Now, the fourth contender for, where is this thing? It's kind of...
I mean, the one behind him also has
one loss,
but...
And let me get the standings here. So that eliminated them more than likely from the college football playoffs. And, it's so much easier.
They were ahead by a point going into the half mm-hmm. and ended up losing 45-23.
Oh, they ran right over them. So Michigan now is number two.
Well, that's not the bowl. The bowl one doesn't come out until
Tuesday or Wednesday, but that's it's based
USA upon. Coaches poll, USA Today coaches poll, which carries a lot of weight.
Well, you've got virtually the same between the coaches poll and the
AP, yeah.
which is Associated Press, and Ohio State's five. They're still trying to finagle a way for Alabama to get in. You know, I've read that, and come on.
Didn't Alabama lose two?
They lost two.
Well, there was no way they deserved to be in. Now, isn't it next year when they expand the playoffs?
No.
It's not? Okay.
No, they're having problems with that. I think the earliest is 2024, and something to do with the Rose Bowl. They're supposed to expand it to 12 games, but the Rose Bowl has to buy into it. And the Rose Bowl says...
Well, why wouldn't Rose Bowl buy into it? It makes them even...
Because of the dates. The Rose Bowl has always been on...
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. And they want to move some of those playoff games earlier.
Yeah.
And right now, the Rose Bowl is balking on that because it would interfere with their tradition. They've been around since 1950.
I can understand balking at that. Yeah.
And were you there at the first one?
The second one.
The second one.
First one I heard on the radio, yeah.
They didn't have radio back there in 1903, did they? Anyway.
Must have been the second one they had on the radio.
Yeah, I think they'll work it out. But they're expanding to 12 games, 12 teams. I think in 2024, but there's still obstacles. So they're going to go through this for the next year or two, depending on how the negotiations go.
Well, I can understand Rose Bowl wanting to be on that. So why couldn't they make that more one of the second round playoff games or third round?
Maybe that's in the works.
And that's what they need to become. And it is a long, long, long standing tradition.
Yeah. So. Michigan goes on to that they should easily beat Purdue for the Big
Ten
title.
Yeah.
Ohio State now just waits for a bowl bid.
Which they'll get.
Which it could be the Rose Bowl. I don't know if the Rose Bowl is going to be included in.
Actually, I heard that was, I think it was, because it's not in the bowl system, I don't think. I mean, as far as the championship bowl, the playoff system, I guess.
Are they this year?
I don't think they are.
Yeah, but I do have to apologize to you. For saying that Ohio State won last year, they lost.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And, you know, the one I looked up, I didn't look at the date as when it was last updated.
Yeah.
But then I was over at the, you know, I was with the wife. And I talked to my son. He says, well, Ohio State didn't win last year. He says, I know he didn't. So we looked it up and on our phone and said, oh, so that's when I texted that message to you. Yes.
Yes, well.
It was the first time in 11 years. And they acted like. Ohio State shouldn't even be here, you know. But now that they've done it 2 years in a row, and Ryan Day has never beat Michigan. Oh, you're right.
First year they beat him.
And then the next 2 years they have not. And that probably does solidify his, because he's in the bowl playoffs. He'll probably make it to the championship game, and he beat Ohio State. That should really solidify his contract at that point.
I would think so, but I guess Southern Cal is the most likely to be in the top four.
Okay, that's one I thought they might be playing in the Rose Bowl.
No, I mean
maybe USC.
Yeah, I mean
where's USC at?
Number four.
USC,
Southern California.
Oh, University of Southern California, USC. That's the one I originally thought would be in the Rose Bowl.
So you got Georgia number one, which is the hands-on favorite to win everything, but you never know. You got to play the games.
You got to play the games. Yeah.
Number two is Michigan. Number three is Texan Christian.
I hate to say this, but that should be a really good game when they face if they face each other.
Michigan and Georgia.
Yeah.
Well, Michigan, I think, will have to play Southern Cal. I just can't see the committee putting in Ohio State after that performance.
No. It wasn't just the loss; it was how they lost.
Yeah, they were dominant. They were just dominant running. They were one guy. Ohio State ran out of bounds and butt-headed somebody on the sidelines. That cost him 15. You know, why would he do that? That's just lack of discipline.
Complete lack of discipline. Yeah,
The defensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator. They didn't do any better than the last guy. So it was. And then Stroud, too, who was hoping to be in the draft this year. He's leaving college to go to the draft. His stature has been diminished somewhat.
Yeah.
Now, unless he gets into a bowl game and does spectacular. But I couldn't believe what I was watching.
Yeah.
I mean, I was... You know, Michigan barely beat their opponent last week by a last-second field goal.
Yeah.
Ohio State was okay against Maryland, and I just think that they both were looking past those last games to this one. And
Ohio State was still looking past it.
No, they were looking at young man, that McCarthy, their quarterback, Michigan's quarterback, my goodness gracious, what a player he is. Michigan. So what's his name? J.J. McCarthy, I think, is his McCarthy is his last name.
Okay.
And he's 19 years old. Looks like a baby.
Now, when do they have when does the NIL start in college?
When does what start?
The name and likeness.
Oh, it's already started.
Oh, has it? Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's already. You see.
Stroud might be better to stay where he's at for another year and make his money there.
He could. No, I think they
he's not going to be. I don't think he's going to be first round after that.
You know, my sister says she's not going to watch college football anymore because of name, image, and like. I says, Beth, why? Why? I mean, these coaches are making $8, $9, $10, $11 million a year.
Right.
Even at like University of Akron, they're pulling in a half a million.
In every state, the highest paid public employee is a college football or basketball coach.
Every state. Alaska, the University of Alaska has the highest paid.
It's more than they're going to pay their governor, yeah.
You know this for a fact.
I know, well, I didn't know exactly Alaska for.
You said every state.
Every
How about
state?
Hawaii? In the University of Hawaii, do they pay their coach?
Probably.
Probably is not
because people would okay, I'll be king of Hawaii for a while, so then you don't pay them like you do the
Rhode Island
football. Rhode Island,
the University of Rhode Island pays it more than the some
is that the is that the only college in
well they have Brown
okay
University, yes. I don't I just
every
you know,
every state
every
the
state.
Highest All state right. employee is a college football or basketball coach. I think in one state it may be a lacrosse coach. It might be, but
I can believe it in Mississippi because they don't pay anybody down there anything. If they pay the guy $20,000, that's the most.
Maybe that's where I got that $50,000 bonus.
So Ryan Day obviously has this anchor around him now.
Last year's loss wasn't
any. Wasn't watching much, that game. Yeah. I mean, basically.
Last year's game wasn't that much better than this year, but.
The expectations were higher.
They were.
And
you know, I was listening to some guys on the fan. They just wouldn't let this go. Even going into the game, you say you're talking more about Ohio State than they were about the Browns. Which is unusual. But they're saying they have such better. Bigger, stronger players on Ohio State. That adds to the expectation that they should have done that much better.
Vegas gave Michigan 8 points. 8 points.
Yeah, I think
Ohio State was favored by 8 points.
I think they covered.
Well,
I think they covered.
They covered that, and I was saying, my goodness gracious, at the half, I said, boy, I wish I would. if betting was legal, it'll be legal here soon.
Well, yeah, January.
January 1st. January, I can hardly wait.
I think, and you know, because they've knocked out a bunch of tables at the Winking Lizard. And I think
they have,
and I think that's where they're going to, I think they, I saw where they were ones that were getting the legalized gambling as well.
You have to pay a lot of money to get the license.
Yeah, well.
They do, I mean.
There's a lot of Winking Lizards out there, you know.
There is?
I guess.
Well, is Geico, does he?
No, he's a gecko. He's a gecko.
He's a lizard.
Yeah, he's a lizard, but.
She doesn't like.
He makes his money through insurance.
Oh, yeah, he's.
Talking them into biking insurance, you know.
Well,
they deserve a break. Yeah,
yeah, I'm just trying to think where else. Obviously, the Roxinos or
the Roxinos, you know, will at the. I think both the. It's not the Q anymore. Whatever heck it is, Rocket Mortgage Stadium.
Yes,
and at the
Guardians.
Guardians. Yeah, there you can do it as well.
And but Pete Rose can't go into the Hall of Fame because he gambled.
Right.
No, I guess he has submitted a request from the to the commissioner Manfred to allow him to be voted on for the Hall of Fame. And who knows where that's going?
I heard that when he's. I thought he turned it down, but said he'll probably end up in there sometime. Probably long after he's dead is when they're going to give him the chance.
Oh, yeah.
To get
there. I mean, what a.
That means a lot. It really means a lot. Especially now that they're in bed with gamblers themselves.
Yeah, they were in bed with the crypto guy, too.
Oh, were they?
FTX. You remember all the umpires were wearing that FTX.
Oh, yeah.
Sponsorship. Uniforms. And this colossal collapse of. They're bankrupt and they have no more money and everything. It's just.
I never understood that to begin with.
Crypto?
I never really understood the crypto.
I didn't understand
what supported it.
Superman did. Because he was kryptonite.
But that was kryptonite. That was broken shards of his own planet.
No. It's the same thing.
No. Kryptonite.
Yes, no, it's the same thing.
Kryptonite is broken shards of his planet.
They made.
But that would be rare, so I can understand it being expensive.
Cryptocurrency is the same as kryptonite.
No.
I read it. It was online. Bless you.
Oh, was it?
Mm. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Ready to implode.
I am.
Anyway, I've never understood it. It's not based on anything.
No, there's nothing really supporting it.
Yeah, the currency.
And then there's actually something to do with mining and stuff. It said, what does that have to do with crypto?
Crypto stuff. I would have to take a course in it because I have no idea how it works. And all I know is
Alex, explain it to us.
What
cryptocurrency?
Well, I don't know anything about it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it was. When you start Bitcoin, right, there's the big one.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like $60,000 for a Bitcoin.
For a Bitcoin,
you know,
yeah.
Okay, what backs that? You know, our currency is backed on the full faith and confidence of the United States
government. Yeah.
That's why everybody.
It's funny how Tesla all of a sudden at a certain point said, we won't accept cryptocurrency anymore.
I'm surprised that guy.
I mean, that guy's, he is, but. But still he beat everybody else to say there's nothing to this. There's nothing supporting this.
Yeah. No, there's nothing.
Out.
I mean, and I guess it takes tremendous amount of energy, all the computers necessary to.
Well, that's what I don't understand.
To mine it, I don't know what
but
they're
to mine
mining.
What?
Kryptonite.
But kryptonite is not from this planet. It's from Superman's planet.
That's why it's so rare.
I understand that part. But I don't know how they got in our ground here.
There was a meteor, and the meteor
came and it
down.
Dug itself into the ground,
and it was full of kryptonite.
It buried it up.
And some guy said, let's mine this thing and make
and
a
we
Bitcoin.
Could charge people for
yes,
us for, mining
and
it.
And it's based on nothing but this old kryptonite. That's why Superman will never get involved.
Okay, I think I understand how this works, how the kryptonite works then.
Yeah.
It's like
my explanation
it's like the Kardashians. There's no sense in it.
Oh, no. I mean, some of our listeners may love the Kardashians. I don't understand why.
I don't. Show me what talent they have, except for getting in front of a camera.
Well, they have some talents, but talent is to make money out of basically no talent whatsoever. So that is a talent.
They're talented.
Look at who's more foolish. They're making millions.
They are.
And look at us. I don't make a cent.
No, no.
I
no.
don't make any sense either. But it's, but anyway, who's more talented, huh? I would have to say the Kardashians.
Isn't it
Khloe?
I would,
no. Khloe's like a billionaire. She sells her makeups and stuff.
If they didn't have all those people following her, those girls following her, would she be a billionaire?
Well, I don't know.
Oh,
Zsa Zsa Gabor, in your day. Zsa Zsa, what talent did Zsa Zsa have?
She was the queen of outer space. What are you talking about?
That was it.
She was the queen of outer space.
She just showed up on Johnny Carson and Merv Griffin and all those shows. She was just a celebrity.
She sued Merv Griffin for palimony.
For palimony?
Yeah. I guess she was the only one that didn't know that he was gay, you know?
Oh, well, anyway, that's fine. But I don't understand. I don't understand. Well, what's that got to...
He wasn't gay? Alex said that he wasn't gay.
Well, Merv Griffin wasn't?
I thought he was gay.
Oh, I don't know.
Everyone told me that she's the only one that didn't know he was gay.
Oh, jeez. Did you watch that on MeTV?
No. But you know what he has on his tombstone?
I love Zsa Zsa.
No.
I don't know.
We won't be right back. Because he always is like, ooh, we'll be right back. Well, he says, oh, I won't be right back.
Okay. Well, anyway, getting back to this gambling.
Okay. Am I in enough trouble yet?
I know. Gambling. Gambling starts. I guess they're giving away like $500 free so you can bet on. It's a hook you.
Oh.
That's what they do. They hook you.
They hook you.
Yeah. The FanDuel and...
I could probably bet for a year on that because I like, okay, I'll have 50 cents on here.
You probably could.
I could probably play for
a
year.
I would. I just... and then at the end of all their advertising, got a gambling problem?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah.
So I guess it becomes legal on midnight... 1201.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. So, people. Well,
Happy New Year's. Yeah. What kind of odds are you giving me? You know?
Well, I think people are gambling now. I mean, your internet provider tells you people where you're located, right?
It can, yeah.
Because.
Except mine doesn't know. Because
I have a special
VPN. Yes. They think I'm in Washington, D.C.
Aren't you?
Or Atlanta, Georgia, or Chicago.
How do you know they know this?
Because it tells me where they think I am.
Oh, that's amazing. I have a VPN.
Do you?
Yeah. I got it free for, no, $9 for a whole year. Then it goes up considerably,
yeah.
So I'll cancel that.
I think I paid like $46 for... 3 years and 2 months.
Oh, is
something
that
like
right?
That. So
oh, okay.
I'm not complaining. It's like two something.
It gives you a firewall, doesn't it?
It does to a degree. Yeah, I get a lot less ads thrown at me because they think I'm somewhere else.
Oh, okay. Well, it is amazing. You click on something, and next thing you know, every email you get has that company there.
Yeah.
So anyway, getting back to sports here.
Oh yes, we have sports here.
Sports. Again, Ohio State was. This was one of the...
Humiliated.
Humiliated.
They were humiliated.
And...
there is no joy in Mudville.
No. 107,000 people. 107 had to watch that.
Yeah. They're lucky that those 107,000 didn't get angry and go onto the field.
Yeah.
and think of all the people outside that never get in there.
Oh.
They do all the stuff like what they do up the...
They stream now. They don't,
well, it's not just that, but I mean, they're doing all the cooking and barbecuing and all that kind of stuff.
It's just an incredible loss for the state, and I just don't think they were as prepared as Michigan, and Harbaugh did a wonderful job. And I hate to say it, but
my son likes Ryan Day because he was like an assistant when he was there at Ohio State, but he said he's too predictable. So for the big games. He's too predictable.
Now, that was a criticism that he has a set pattern. Michigan obviously drew schemes.
I mean, because when they go against almost any other team, they're so far overpowered on them that by the fourth quarter,
the receiver,
they've just warmed down.
And Michigan didn't even have their best player. I forgot his name, but he's a Heisman candidate, and he injured himself last week against Illinois. So they were just blown out at home. I just never have seen them get crushed at home like that before. Now, I don't watch a lot of college football. I really don't.
No.
That one game is the one I kind of make sure.
Pay attention to, sure.
The only thing is, you watch the game at noon.
Yeah.
And it takes a long time. It takes all the commercials and halftime.
Oh, yeah.
It's 4 o'clock and it's almost dark.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez, the whole day is blown.
Yeah.
So, I don't like this. I wish they would make up their mind about the savings time and make the day a little longer that way. But I don't think that's going to happen either.
I thought the Congress was already voting
the House
on it.
No, the Senate.
The Senate did, but the House.
The House is debating whether to do it. They don't think it's
going
to happen.
I think they're going to impeach the time zone.
Well, the new Congress will.
The new Congress will impeach the time zone.
Time.
Yes, they're impeaching time.
Oh, geez. So, anyway, have you been watching, getting off that devastating loss, have you been watching the World Cup?
I have not, but boy, I guess U.S. has been a surprise. Although,
no, they haven't been a surprise. Well, they've lost or
they didn't lose. They tied their last two games. So if they have to win or go home this next game, which is what, Wednesday? Wednesday.
No, it's today.
Today. Oh, I thought it was tomorrow. I'm sorry.
No, it's today. I think it's today. I could be wrong.
Since
I was wrong last week, I have stepped into your zone.
TV zone.
Anyway, they're playing soon. And the Americans play the Iranians. So that'll be interesting, I guess. I just don't get into soccer.
And, no.
First of all, this FIFA, the governing body of soccer, is so corrupt. You can't tell me those guys didn't make a fortune in bribes and...
Oh, of course. That was like the... it was like the Olympic Committee. They went from country to country taking as much as they can. It's probably is almost finished by now. It was 2 p.m. this afternoon is when the start of the game.
2 p.m. there?
2 p.m. our time. Eastern time.
Gosh, that would be like 10 o'clock their time.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Yeah.
Well, maybe unless they do.
It's supposed to be mostly cloudy, 79 degrees at kickoff at Thermama Stadium.
Yeah. No, but anyway, the FIFA.
And the ref is Antonio Matulahos.
I mean, soccer is such a passion in most of the world.
I was talking to somebody who said they actually. Oh, John Davis, he was kind of stuck watching at least one of the two games of the last two.
Who televised? Fox?
Fox Sports, I think.
Fox Sports televised.
Fox Sports 1 or something. And he actually, it wasn't even over yet, and he said, does anything actually happen in this game? He was talking to the people who had it on
TV. They get so excited over this game. I don't know why.
Well, because there's a heck of a lot of drinking going on for one thing, usually.
Well, you're not there.
In England, there is.
UK. But if you're in Qatar... It's an Islamic country. They don't allow alcohol.
Is that an Islamic country?
Yeah.
Thermama Stadium.
They're in the Arab world, which means they're Islamic, and they don't allow alcohol. No, I'm sure some people.
I'm sure they got the little flask there.
But that was another consideration, too, because I think it was Budweiser who wanted to sponsor it and had a beer there. And FIFA says, no, I'm sorry, you can't because we got bribed and we got made a lot of money and you can't.
You can't bribe us enough to do it.
Why would they put it in a country like that who exploited their workers from Southeast Asia, sometimes didn't even pay them? I think, 200 and some people died putting all these stadiums together. It was almost slave labor. And there only had to be this money given to the people who make the decisions in order for this to happen.
Yeah.
And it's just a tragedy. And I guess Yeah, bygones be bygones now, since it's been fairly successful soccer-wise. But still, it the way they treat women and everything else,
yeah,
it's just not, to me, not right. Not right. But I don't care about soccer, but I know you do. You follow it religiously.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, it's a cure for insomnia.
So the Americans have to win. They have to win
or they go home.
I would lose.
Which they eventually have to go home anyway.
Eventually. I don't think they're going to be in contention. I don't know. Argentina, I think, is the favorite.
They're the favorite?
I don't know. I was pulling for Liechtenstein.
You know, that's always a good team to pull for.
Well, you know why. You know. Liechtenstein is a very, very yodel intensive.
I didn't
country.
Know that.
Oh,
no.
Gosh, right there next to Switzerland.
Okay. Huh.
I've been invited to go there to listen to some serious.
Careful, because I did get a yodeling pickle that wants to perform for you to get your
yodeling pickle.
I have a yodeling pickle.
I haven't been able to find that Wally Cox song.
You haven't?
No.
Oh well, you got to look on YouTube. I'll pull it down.
Oh,
for
YouTube.
You.
I was looking at it, Apple.
Yeah.
And they have Wally Cox is another singer. There's another singer called Wally Cox.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. Sorry for that guy. He's not underdog.
No,
he's not underdog.
So I guess maybe if I put the song name in there. What's the name of the song?
Is there a Tavern in the Town? Tavern in the Town.
Tavern in the Town. Yeah. Tavern in the Town is the yodeling song. Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. So, are you done with the World Cup?
Oh, yes. I'm finished.
What's the biggest thing going on in the world?
Yeah, they were talking about, even during the game, how many billions and billions of people were watching it.
It cost them like 22 billion to put it on, or 2-point-something billion to put this on.
What?
Yes. I mean, the country is filthy rich with oil money.
What is this, Dubai? Is that where this is at?
No, Qatar.
Qatar.
Dubai is a city. It's just a small little place.
Yeah, they got more money than this country will ever
have. So, anyway, getting back to college football briefly, is that we should know after championship weekend, next weekend, who will be in the college football playoffs. And
yeah, cause it is possible that Michigan could get beat in the it's not supposed to make a difference, the extra playoff game, but it does.
Oh, sure it would. I mean, Purdue won the Western Division of the and the Big Ten is growing. They're getting
the Big Ten's going to be close to what the
big there are
16 teams, something like that.
Yeah, and
they're already like 12 teams.
They got
the Big Ten's already 12 teams.
Don't they have Oregon coming in? And there's some teams out west are coming into the Big Ten.
We're going to have a Western Division and an Eastern Division. Yeah, what we're getting is we're getting a few big super conferences than everyone else, like the MAC and things like that.
Yeah, and those super conferences are generating tremendous amounts of money. I mean, it's all tied into TV contracts.
Right.
I think USC's coming into they're leaving the Pac-10, coming into the Big Ten.
Because there's more money involved.
More money. And
Money.
I just don't understand why people are offended by players making a few bucks because they come to a car dealership and sign autographs.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, and some people are like your sister. She's totally
purist,
against that.
But it's wrong. It's absolutely.
But there's no such thing as purist anymore.
No.
The college game isn't purist. It's not run like a purist. And why should the players not? I mean, you and I have been talking. We have been talking about how they can make six figures and things like that. But how the players do all the work, and the coach gets all the money, and the school gets all the money.
Yeah, well,
it just doesn't. And this isn't going to be taken away from them because they can now use that and get it from the car dealership or the car wash or whatever the heck they're doing.
Scholarship.
Yeah, they got that desk in the room. Yeah,
yeah, that's what they do. They just pull another desk in the room and say, "Well, there's some students who actually benefit from scholarships, but." The top-notch players go to a university in order to enhance their ability to get into the NFL draft, right? I mean, that's the primary thing. And they should make a few coins. Look at Tattoo Gate, for goodness sakes.
Does that now seem like the most ridiculous, pathetic thing in the world now?
I mean, you had Trestle basically
banned
from college because he tried to protect his players.
Right.
Now, he shouldn't have. He shouldn't have lied. That doesn't help anything. But still, that would be nothing now.
Oh, absolutely.
A free tattoo, no problem.
Yeah.
In fact, if you come to our tattoo parlor and sign autographs, you can get money.
Yeah.
And I argue with my sister, say, well, the guy, the baton guy, the
head majorette.
The major, the drum major, or majorette, or whatever. He can get a deal on the sign, but not the player. Well, you know, going in there under the pretense of getting a score. Come on.
That's what it's always been.
I said, what's now, here she is. She's kind of a right winger.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that,
well, that would surprise me even more.
Yeah, I said, aren't you, don't you like capitalism? I mean, that's capitalism. Being able to make money. Isn't that okay?
And it's not taking anything away from the universities as far as...
No, they're not
taking
paying
their money away.
They're not paying them. No.
Now, the boosters get involved. It could be the boosters that own the companies.
Well,
ones
well it's not
them.
Fair to the other players. And like female. I guess female athletes are making pretty darn good money. They get online and they can open up Me Too accounts. Or not Me Too accounts, but... what's that? Give me, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Fund me, yeah.
Fund me. They can do that.
Which they couldn't do before.
No. And some of them are making pretty good money, basketball female. Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. I have no problem. People making money.
I just have a problem when only universities and coaches make all the money for all the work that these quote-unquote student-athletes do.
So,
that leaves us to...
The
surprising game of the week.
You know, let me find it here. Gosh, just here we go. well, you don't get
used to have paper.
You used to have
used
paper.
To have paper.
I'm going paperless. January.
Well, you know, it's like okay, another complaint I had. We waited and waited and waited. Finally, printed up what we needed for Wednesday's readings, mm-hmm. only to find out they didn't actually. Print a Wednesday paper.
No,
again,
I
they printed.
Know that
they
either.
Didn't print one on Monday. They didn't print one on Wednesday. But they printed the Thursday paper on Wednesday and delivered that Wednesday, so they wouldn't have to deliver one on Thanksgiving Day. That paper costs more than the average paper because it's so heavy. Even though they're paid to put all those ads in there, they're going to charge you more to get the paper.
Well, they're driving more and more people away from the paper. And it's really not worth it anymore because you're getting articles that are stale.
Yeah.
They're not timely. And
I was half surprised, especially since the Browns went into overtime, that this even made the Beacon.
It was just a blurb. I mean, the guy had to really get it off fast. But they can do that now electronically. And you know I'm not a Browns fan. I just because of the ownership and everything. But I was happy that they did win it. I know you're not a big fan of Brissett, but I am not. I do believe the guy gave 100%.
Oh, I'm not saying he didn't. I don't think he's horrid. I just don't think any more that at this point that I think Baker Mayfield is a starting quarterback. I don't think that Brissett is not. But he isn't. But I'm just saying.
Sam Darnold, no.
Yeah, but they Sam lost yesterday too, didn't
no,
he?
No, they won.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Okay. Who did they play?
Wait.
Okay. I don't know.
I can get you that.
I should have NFL. I have the stupid World Cup thing up instead.
You threw a. Oh, they won. They beat the Broncos.
All right, well.
Yeah, 23-10.
They can't figure out what team the Broncos are. Any more than the Ravens can figure out who they are.
Russell Wilson, and he hasn't done very well. The Bengals won. So, anyway, I was happy for Brissett. That's the only reason I was glad they won. Because the guy, that was his last game as a starter. Unless something happens.
Unless something happens.
To Watson.
Yeah.
And he gave 100%, I think, the best he could. He's not a top echelon quarterback. I'll agree with you on that. Now, I also agree with you that the color analysts for the game yesterday on Fox, which who did it? They didn't do a very good job. My goodness. But he loved everything. I love this. Oh, I really like this. I love this. I love that. Come on. Analyze the game. But anyway. And they're you know, saying he should be a starter somewhere. He earned that right. Well, I don't know about that. He would be a starter somewhere if he was good enough.
You're right. I mean, look at his record. You know, that's what – let's see if I can –
I wasn't as upset as you were using
foul language because they keep. I didn't use foul language.
I heard it.
Okay, I came in yelling turkey and grouse and all these things. Yes, I use foul language.
So, in that respect, I was glad that they won. Now they're still extremely long odds of them making.
Right. And I understand a lot of these losses weren't because of him. But if you're looking at a quarterback that's going to give you the chance to win at any point in the game and at the end, then you gotta look at what he does. And although most of our losses, now, one of the reasons again that we won yesterday, I feel, is because once again, they changed the defense to man to man. And you had these guys chasing these guys around instead of just sticking in a zone. They had them chasing him down, which made the defense that much tougher to get around. Now, why they don't do this all the time, I honestly don't know.
Well, that consistency is a criticism against the coach. And they're not, I don't know why they can score all the time in their first possession. I think this is the eighth game in a row where they scored the first touchdown of the game.
Okay, and so here is his record.
Brissett.
In 2016, he was in. He started two games. He was 1-1. In 2017, he was for Indianapolis. He started 15 games. He was 4-11. He didn't start any games in 2018. He didn't. He started 15 games in 2019. He was 7-8. Didn't start any games in 2020. Went to Miami. He started 5 games. He was 2-3. And then in 2022, he's in Cleveland. He's 4-7. He has a record of 18-30. So don't tell me, you know, yeah, are all these losses his fault? No, but he doesn't do the special things it takes to take a team when they're behind and really bring them up.
I agree.
He did on this last game. Do what they could to keep the opportunity, but that was as far as it goes.
Well, somebody's not agreeing with you. I think,
Clint Eastwood is calling you.
The good, the bad, and the
ugly.
Yeah,
Clint Eastwood is calling me again. Oof. Stop it, Clint. Come on.
You. Well, you know.
I'm busy, Clint. Okay.
Well, he likes some of your productions.
Well, he does, and he wants to be part of it. That's part of the problem.
Wow. Well, if you would let him take over. I mean,
if he would come and be in it, but he wants to direct everything.
Yeah.
He wants to direct everything.
And I wouldn't let him. This last movie I saw was horrible.
Which was his last
one? Oh, that was the one that he, gosh, he was.
I liked his Gran Torino, the one he had before that.
No.
I love the Space Cowboys. I love that. That's good.
Well, I'm talking recently here. Okay. He was down in Mexico, and it was, I don't know, it was not a very good movie.
Okay.
Not very good movie.
But anyway, you know, he's got a record of 18-30.
Who?
As a starter. No. Kobe.
Kobe.
Not Kobe. Brissett there.
Jacoby.
Brissett. Yeah. And he, I just forgot because he was heavily invested in crypto. That's why I just cut off the J. You know, but you know, so 18-30 isn't all his fault, but he is an extraordinary type of quarterback that can bring it.
Obviously they scored their first touchdown rather quickly and the field
but
goal.
But he does,
and then they didn't score again until 36 seconds left in the game,
and that was a miracle play.
He had
more stick 'em on his hand than I've got in my Elmer's glue, I think, container. You know, it had to be.
It was a spectacular catch.
It was spectacular,
and
that's what I've been complaining about. Whenever you say how great he's been, his completion rate. Look at that. They're usually down below. They're diving down below. They're diving up or jumping up
but
to get these balls.
Did you realize you were the number 5 offense in the whole league going into it? I'm just saying. And a part of that, of course, is Nick Chubb.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, Nick Chubb is just...
And he's already got over 1,000 yards this year.
Good for him.
Already. I mean, some guys fight to get that through an entire 16, 17 games.
We got six more to go.
Yes.
And so, I'm glad they won. Regardless of the talent, I just think he was given the game ball. He was rewarded for his last start.
For what he's done throughout the season.
And he seems
for this
like
great 4-7 season he's had. Yeah.
I think the person that he is, that he came into a very bad situation.
He did.
I mean, he gave it his all.
It isn't necessarily good enough. No. He gave it his all.
And the win was a win.
And you beat a quality team.
Well, I don't know.
To a point.
If you were a Buccaneer fan, you have to be upset because, my goodness, the time management in the fourth quarter, they didn't call a timeout when they should have. They wasted 20 seconds. That could have got them closer to beat the team.
We also had the fact that the Browns could have won in regulation had they not missed that field goal so terribly. And that was not a long field goal.
No.
And it was so far off. It didn't even get caught in the net. It was up in the stands.
Yeah,
it was so far off, it didn't even hit the net.
Cade York is, I know he's much touted. And I don't think they're going to give up on the young man, but they can't.
They actually gave a draft choice for him.
Which I still don't understand. The importance of a kicking in the National Football League is so immense that
if you look
that
at
they don't give
if you look more, at most teams you're not going to get it from Indianapolis for when Peyton Manning was there or for Brady's time in New England, but almost every other team, their leading scorer is their kicker.
Yeah, and I just don't know why,
because kickers last so much longer than quarterbacks. Even doing it 3 and 4 points at a time, or 3 points and 1 point at a time, they usually outlast what a quarterback makes on that team.
Would you think that if kickers who were given a top draft choice, like for second, third round, if they started doing that, wouldn't the kickers get better in the college ranks? I mean, you would think.
Yeah, because generally, none of them get drafted.
And how many times do these games come down to a field goal? And you've got this guy who was a free agent and has been around seven teams coming out and trying to save. And sometimes they do, and sometimes I don't know. I've never understood why the league has not given more
kickers. Just now they're starting to get back to giving value to running backs.
Before,
you know, what do you mean you're going to take a running back in the first round? Are you crazy?
Yeah. I mean,
but now running backs are, quote unquote, back in vogue again.
Yeah. And tight ends used to be the big thing, too. But Nick Chubb and I think Derrick Henry from Tennessee have changed a lot of people's minds.
And then there's the guy in New York, too. Those are the top three. The Giants.
Barkley.
Barkley.
So I think those three have shown if you can have a good running game, it really helps your passing game.
It helps your passing game.
Because you've got to, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
What are they going to do? And you talk about a guy who gives more than 100%. You can't give more than 100%. But
I do. All the time.
You do?
Yeah. So I'm always tired.
Wow. I don't know how to respond to that. Well, Nick Chubb.
He gives more than I do. He gives. And then if they don't win, he'll sit there and take the blame, which is stupid. Nobody gives more on that team than Nick Chubb.
You can't say he's stupid. I
said that's stupid. He's stupid.
No.
He wants to take the blame, so it takes it off the people that really deserve the blame, which in this case, almost all year long, has been the defense.
I can't imagine trying to tackle that man.
He has such – I don't think I've ever seen someone with so much lower body strength than what he has.
Well,
he's low to the ground. He keeps it low, and his lower, it was upper body strength. You see him bending those bars with a, but his lower body strength is
like,
so
that was like
much. You can't stop the guy.
450 pounds he was lifting.
Yeah,
he was bending the bar.
The bar was bending. Yeah, I mean I've tipped at the bar, but not, you know, different kind of bar. Different kind of bar.
Wow.
I've also spilled on the bar, but yeah. You know.
So anyway, he's and Myles Garrett put a he had a good game too. I
mean, he did. He wanted the two sacks in the game, but.
It's must see TV next week when this guy that we
if he can block out this, because you know what, the city of Houston's going to be against him. For one thing, he was there a whole year. They got paid full salary and didn't even step on the field. Then he had all those other allegations against him, which he just paid off.
Yeah,
and then so the media is not going to like him. The fans are going to be out there screaming at him. The signs all over the stadium are going to be trying to distract him. So, but they're one of the worst teams in the NFL this year. They've got one win, I believe. Yeah. One win, I think.
Well, that's it. They
and,
do have
and that's win. It. Yeah.
I mean, I can look at the standings here.
I got the do.
Houston, while you're doing that, I can
Houston,
go over that.
Oh, Houston Texans. They are 1-9-1.
Yeah, but look good.
Well, I tell you what, if there's a game they're going to be up for, it probably is going to be this game.
Yeah, and...
And he hasn't been on the field competitively for nearly 2 years now.
Yeah, I was thinking... Aaron Savale, who plays with the Guardians, was off 10 days, came back to pitch, and they said, look at the rust he had.
Yeah.
This guy's been gone for 2 years.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine he's NFL ready yet. But either
are the Texans.
Well, that's true. I mean, if I was the coach, Stefanski, Nick Chubb, 5 plays in a row. Kareem Hunt, 2 plays in a row. Maybe some run play options.
But you know what? You mentioned how the first went down. Going back even to Baker Mayfield, every first drive he has, unless it gets intercepted or fumbled, seems to go for a touchdown. Then they can't score again. They can't duplicate. He's so prepared with that. But another thing, again, this goes back to Coach Stefanski, is that he has a plan and he doesn't veer from that.
And the other teams.
And other teams adjust to that because he refuses to change, to update, to adjust to what the other teams are adjusting to.
Yeah, boy, they do have the worst record right now in the National.
They have 136 winning percentage.
Yeah, where are they?
They're 1-9-1.
Houston.
They have 86 net points, 174. There's a few teams that scored less points than them, but some teams that have scored. That have allowed more points than them, but they're 1-9-1.
I don't know much about them except that they're not very good, and they have one tie. So
yeah, and that was with the Colts.
The Colts, which is not a very
4-6-1. Yeah,
but I agree with you. I really do think that if Houston is going to win a game, it's going to be this one.
Yeah.
But they're so bad. I think the talent of the Browns is far superior.
If the stadium and the fans there can distract him enough, he'll have plus he'll be rusty in the competitive game. Even though for him, it's playing the Texans is almost like, in general, a scrimmage game.
Yeah. If you had to have a game to come back.
But I would not say that's the ideal game for him to come back on.
You don't think so?
No, just because of the situation with him and Houston. Would not have been. It's going to garner more attention than that. And then if they turn around and beat them, it's that much worse. But anyway.
Wow, if the Houston Texans beat the Browns. Hear the fan? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they're already saying, oh, yeah, we still got a 2.9% chance of making the playoffs.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
It's about
like 2.67 going into that game. It might be 2.8 now. Might be 3.8.
Well, they were
who
one
knows?
Spectacular catch away from being almost eliminated.
Right. And, yes. And, yeah.
So they're still have a heartbeat, but it's not much of a.
Yeah. They better not hope that heartbeat bill passes here. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyhow, yeah. Never mind. Then they got the Bengals at Cincinnati. I think they're going to lose that.
Okay, we need the pun. We need the pun.
Is it time?
Didn't you hear the? Can't you hear the music? You got your music. You got your headphones turned down.
Well, I barely. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. I don't know if this is worth it, but here it goes. Where do hamburgers go dancing?
I do not know.
A meatball.
A meatball. I like it. All right. That's going to do it. That's going to do it for this week. We'll see you next week on Sportside. Bye. We're out of here.